Progress Report with Bob Tarlow.
Thanks to Octet Supply Chain Finance, powering business to go further. Call 1-300-862-838 or visit octet.com.
Hope you've had a good weekend, Bobby. Good morning, morning to you.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning, Millsy. The U.S. has passed another grim milestone in our battle against the coronavirus. There have now been more than 7 million known infections here. 55,000 new cases were reported on Friday alone, and the nationwide death toll here now tops 204,000. The Centers for Disease Control figures 90% of people here remain vulnerable. That doesn't seem to concern Ron DeSantis, the Trump-loyal Republican governor of Florida, who says, "Come one, come all." He's just lifted all restrictions on bars, restaurants, and other businesses, promising,
"We're not closing anything going forward. We're going to be able to host the Super Bowl in February."
Concerned reaction to that comes from Dr. Eileen Marty, an infectious disease specialist at Florida International University.
"It's not based on science. It's the kind of politics that's going to backfire."
Donald Trump doesn't seem worried about any political backfire from rushing his latest Supreme Court nominee through the Senate confirmation process. As expected, he has selected
Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Barrett is a 48-year-old staunch conservative federal appeals court judge. She'd replace liberal icon Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th, age 87. If confirmed, which is almost certain, she will become part of a 6-3 conservative majority, helping to shift the court to the right and reshape American law on abortion, health care, religion, and guns for a generation. Despite the expected outcome, Barrett knows she's in for a bruising confirmation fight.
"I have no illusions that the road ahead of me will be easy, either for the short term or the long haul."
Several polls find a majority of Americans agree with Democrats that the choice of a nominee should have been left to the winner of the presidential election. The Supreme Court nomination is sure to be a huge topic at this week's first presidential debate between Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden. CBS political reporter Ed O'Keefe on how each candidate is prepping.
Biden's done about 11 debates over the past year or so over the course of the Democratic primary. The president hasn't debated anybody since the 2016 cycle. We know the president's been using flashcards and doing some jam sessions on Air Force One as he travels. Biden is spending the weekend with aides getting ready.
The first debate takes place in Cleveland. The moderator, Chris Wallace of Fox News. Millsy and Basil, a debate will last 90 minutes, no commercial breaks, and begins at 9 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time on our Tuesday, when it will be 9 a.m. in Perth on your Wednesday.
Thank you, Bobby.